New Yorkers yesterday witnessed a new demonstration of the adage, build it and they will come. A French stuntman climbed the 52-story New York Times building, which opened last year, and then a local climber, a man from Brooklyn, independently equaled that feat, scaling the building before police could protect against any other urban Edmund Hillarys with similar ideas. The first climber did it, he said, in the name of fighting global warming, and the second climber did it, he said, to bring attention to malaria. What the two climbers had in common was they both used the horizontal rods that architect Renzo Piano designed for the building's exterior. In effect, he built them a ladder. Which brings us to architecture critic Paul Goldberger of The New Yorker. Paul Goldberger, is this a case of function following form?
Well, I think it's a case of new function that nobody imagined following form.
Climbability.
Climbability, exactly. We might say it's a case of form rather creating new function.
Should an architect be pleased that somebody has found such a creative, if literal, use of his structure?
I suspect that Renzo Piano is probably torn between an inner pleasure and an outward concern, because I guess that his client, the New York Times Company, is not very happy about this and doesn't want it known that this is even doable, but will probably want to talk to him about it.
Can you explain what these rods are there for? They're not entirely decorative, I gather.
The rods, in fact, they have two functions. The most important is to create a sunscreen so that the glass walls are not as completely exposed to the sun. The other function is that they soften the facade. They create a very beautiful texture. So in a way, they are a modern equivalent of a very traditional ornament that might be on a skyscraper. Traditional ornament, on the other hand, is not so easy to climb up.
No, and the first purpose would make them sort of like architecturally designed permanent Venetian blinds.
Yes, it's a kind of permanent Venetian blind that's open enough to allow view, but theoretically at least, also blocks a great deal of the sun.
This phenomenon that was witnessed yesterday, urban climbing, scaling the outside of skyscrapers, is actually an odd phenomenon. It has some history by now.
Well, it does have some history. In fact, probably the most famous is that guy George Willig, who climbed the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. You know, the Twin Towers were not as much liked by New Yorkers until the two acts of George Willig climbing and then Philippe Petit doing the tightrope walk happened. And those had a way of humanizing the building. And in a certain way, these things do too. And I think they also will serve to make the New York Times building more of an icon. So in that sense, probably, the Times would have to be happy now. Anybody who didn't know about their building sure does.
It's Paul Goldberger, architecture critic for The New Yorker, talking with us about the New York Times building. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And we'll have a preview of tomorrow's Belmont Stakes and the fate of Canada's second national anthem. Those stories coming up next on All Things Considered.